almost implicit in that is the idea of doubt. There's some doubt. Like, I don't know, but I hope, right? I hope it's going to happen. Man, I hope it's going to happen. Right? In English, that's the way it turns out. But hope is a lot more comforting in the scriptures because what did I say it was? My mind is drained. I'm at the... many hours into my day at this point. Hope is expectation. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Lord. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope, expectation. So his calling, there are things you should expect. And what he's saying is, I want you to know this. What is the hope of his... Because ultimately, the gospel is good news. So, like, let's say, hey, I got good news. I'm sending you a $2,000 check. Now, your hope is, because what a man doth not see, or what a man sees, he doesn't hope for it anymore, because he's got it. So, you don't... once you receive my check for $2,000, you don't hope for it anymore. You have it, right? So, the hope of his calling are the things you're waiting to receive from God. And so the good news and the hope is very interrelated, because the good news says, this is, here's the good news. I'm sending you $2,000, and here's the hope. Oh, I'm getting $2,000. Awesome. I'll wait patiently for it. And that's the faith. And then God, unlike me, will deliver on his promises, because I can't send you $2,000 at the moment. In any case, but he wants us to know these things that we are expected. And the reason I go over this is because I'll tell you the things I hope for in the gospel. Most people think this is their hope. Heaven! Heaven! Oh, and heaven's going to be wonderful. I'm expecting, all kinds of food. Roast turkey, roast duck, or, pastries. You could eat as many pastries as you want and never get fat. Oh, and I expect I'm going to have a big house, a mansion, just like an earthly mansion. Food, just like earthly food, because there's going to be a banquet there. And I'm going to eat, and then I go lay down in my mansion. And I suppose it's going to be boring there. There's got to be a TV, right? Eat, lay down in mansion, eat, lay down in mansion. Well, I won't need to get an exercise bike, because now I'll finally be free from sin. If you die in your sins, you'll never inherit the kingdom of God. And personally, I don't want to go to heaven. I want to stay in heaven. Here. I want heaven to come down. I want Christ to reign in the earth, to make all the earth subject to him. I want him to hand me a rod of iron, that I might reign with him. That is the hope of my calling. Here's my hope. I hope for the complete righteousness to be delivered to me, that I may live a godly life, soberly, righteously, virtuously, in faith, all those things that go together. Righteousness is kind of a broad thing, godliness. I want Christ to be formed in me. That's my hope. I expect Christ to be formed in me, which means I'm going to be just like Jesus. That's coming for me in my life. You know why? Because that is the hope of his calling. That is what I hope in. And see, that gets you everything you need right there, ultimately, Because if I'm just like Jesus, then I'm going to, as he died and rose again, so will I rise again. Ultimately, that is the hope of the calling. Is they're going to obtain the things, obtain Christ-likeness, and I'm going to obtain to a resurrection. Awesome. And what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? in the world to come. I'd like to have more knowledge about that. It'd be interesting. I kind of already know in some way. I know this. It's not a stupid big house built in the clouds somewhere. Jesus the carpenter. He's up there with nails in his mouth, hammering away. Oh, another one got saved today. Put another, 200,000 square footer up. He's got to build those mansions, right? Although, of course, I'm sure they know God could snap his fingers and make the mansions, of course. You know, they know that. But I know this about the glory of his inheritance. There's no carnality involved. There's no eat as much pastries. You understand, Earth, I'm not eating like a pig anymore so that when I get to heaven, I don't even like using that terminology. I just want to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places, even now. I want that inheritance. I want to inherit Christ. His inheritance is this. It says we will be co-heirs with Christ. He possesses everything. The universe, the world, the worlds of the worlds, the heavens, whatever that means. You know, universes. Upon more universes. Or whatever. You know, it kind of makes the word universe seem ridiculous. A universe means everything, everything, everything. As if the universe could be truly. They should call it something else. Like, we got galaxies, and then we got the conglomeration, you know. This little puddle over here, we call the universe. Our little pool we swim around in. The universe is a small place. Really, it is. But God, you know, so he became small in Christ. Oh, you know, that's amazing in itself. Just experience life in the world. It's kind of... I don't mean that that's what he did. I'm just saying, like, that he was able to come down and become, like, one of the insects here. You know? And experience life just as we did. And what I mean is, I guess, in the heavens, in the worlds to come, will we even care about things like that? Or God did it in this world. Maybe we'll have resurrected bodies. We'll be like him. So it's like, maybe we could enjoy, you know...